I'm good. I'm tired.
Me
I'm
too.
Good.
You hold musicians' hours too?
I stayed up. I didn't even go to sleep. I'm a night owl.
So, your mother's last CD. She was working on it when she died, the untimely death, right after Christmas 2010, and you have completed the music. And the music has been released. Over 2.5 million copies sold already?
No, the album is going to be released in about 24 hours.
Okay, I was reading something where it says 2.5 million. Okay, it's going to be released in about 24 hours. It's called Beautiful.
Yes, Beautiful. The single has been out for a couple months. It's called Love Letter.
Yes.
Beautiful. Like I said, it's out January 15th. And make your favorite rise. Tell him a smoke in your eyes. Said I'm a lover, baby. Put you right to sleep.
I miss you, Mom. I really do. Beautiful. My baby, she's so beautiful. She sees down deep inside of my soul. She's so beautiful. Aaliyah Rose, you're singing on some of these cuts with your mother?
Yes, I'm singing on a song called Rare Breed and another song. We did a Curtis Mayfield cover of Give Me Your Love.
Mm. Let's listen.
All right. Give me your love, give me your love.
Give me your love, give me your love. And Rare Breed?
Yeah, Rare Breed as well.
You said some of the lyrics in some of the songs seemed like your mother had some insight.
I know she had insight. My mama talked about it, and it was something that she talked about often, and I didn't really want to hear it, but
she say?
Actually, in 2006, my mom, she told me that she was going to pass, and at the time, I was about 14 or 15, and, you know, she had just started menopause, so I just thought she was tripping, you know, but, you know, like, to be real, you know, but it was scary, you know, and nobody wants to hear that from someone that they love, you know. And for me, it was something that I tried to block out. And as she got sicker, because it was unexpected, but at the same time, my mom had been having seizures. So as, you know, time progressed, it was like I kept building up a wall against what was bound to happen.
When you worked on the album, I bet it was really tough for you.
It's been the toughest thing, but the most beautiful thing at the same time that I think I've ever done in my life, because I feel worthy, and I feel, I just want to make her proud. You know,
she was very proud of you. I got to tell you, when she would come here, when Tina Marie would come to Tom's Red Velvet Cake Studio, and she performed last time, and she was talking about you and how her baby was getting in the business and singing. So it's got to be, you just know that was something that she had already recognized.
Are you going further in your music career after this?
Right now, I'm actually opening up a recording studio with a friend of mine who is a DJ as well as a musician and an engineer. She's her name is Sid the Kid Bennett, and she works with Odd Future.
Sid the Kid?
Yeah.
I know Sid the Kid.
You know Sid the Kid?
That's my
business partner.
We're
opening up a studio in Hollywood right now called Chateau Marie in memoriam of my mom.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's good.
Sid's got to be... Well, she's too old to be called a kid, I can tell you that right now.
She's about 7 months younger than me, and I'm 21.
You're still a kid.
You know, and it's spelled And it's spelled K-Y-D, you know, so, you know.
Tell her I said hello.
I will. She's actually in my back room asleep right now. We have to go to work tomorrow.
All right. Tina Marie's new CD is called Beautiful. And I'm going to play the single after the break. Thanks, Aaliyah. Good luck
to you. Thank you so much.
Aaliyah Rose, Tina Marie's daughter.